How I love these hills of Oro. Got just one more left to climb. There's a light on the window, past the next concession line. I can breathe a little slower, feel the lightness in my bones when I turn my compass homeward down the Horseshoe Valley Road. On my way, there's a welcome waiting. I can't stay away too long. That's the place where my heart is beating. Tonight I'm going home down the Horseshoe Valley Road. Looking out along the valley on a calm and crystal day, you can see clear across Madonna all the way to Georgian Bay. Oh, the colors of the autumn, oh, the silence of the snow. Peace and poetry, we got 'em down the Horseshoe Valley Road. On my way, there's a welcome waiting. I can't stay away too long. That's the place where my heart is beating. Tonight I'm going home down the Horseshoe Valley Road. When my father's father's father drove his team across these fields with the patience of a farmer, he was planting more than seeds. He was sowing generations that have called this place their home. As they started their migrations down the Horseshoe Valley Road, spend a lifetime wishing till you come to understand. You may find what you've been missing in the lines upon your hand. Every song that I've been singing, every tale I've ever told, had its ending and beginning down the Horseshoe Valley Road. On my way, there's a welcome waiting. I can't stay away too long. That's the place where my heart is beating. Tonight I'm going home down the Horseshoe Valley Road. How I love these hills of Oro. Got just one more left to climb. There's a light on in the window, past the next concession line.
That's Anne Walker with Horseshoe Valley Road, the lead-off track from her latest release. It's entitled Down the Horseshoe Valley Road, and it's an album that takes Anne back to her roots in the rural community of Coulson, a small hamlet located in the gentle rolling hills of central Ontario. The 14 songs on the album tell stories of the beauty of the area, her family roots, and some of the characters that she met along the way. Anne joined us from Toronto to chat about the new album. So it's great to talk to you today, Anne.
Well, I'm very pleased to be here.
So the new album is entitled Down the Horseshoe Valley Road. And you know what I love about this album is the way that it really takes you back to your life when you were growing up in Coulson, Ontario. Having had a chance to spend some time, you know, reading through your bio, looking through your website, it seems to be a recurring theme that you love to tell stories that allow you to sort of bring the past back to life. And I wanted to give you a chance to talk about growing up in Coulson and why you wanted to center an album around it.
Well, that's definitely the theme of this one. Over the past number of years, I found my writing was taking me home. I did grow up on a farm there at Coulson, but had lived most of my adult life in the city, actually, but still have roots there. We still own the farm. So I found my writing was taking me home, and I was exploring the experience of growing up rural and some of the changes to rural life over the years. And these sort of accumulated in a number of songs, and they just fit together to make an album along those lines.
Now, I think if I'm right, that this is a theme that you've gone back to at different times, because I think didn't you create a docu-musical type show about the Women's Institute in Coulson?
I did, and these songs on this recent recording are primarily the songs from that show. And so what that show was, it's called Kith and Kin, the Coulson Women's Institute, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Women's Institute, but it is an organization for rural women. It was founded here in Ontario. It's a worldwide organization now. And every little rural community would have a branch, and the local women would come together for educational purposes and social times and community service, those kinds of things. And my family, my mother, my grandmother, and my great-grandmother were all members of our local branch. And I had what came into my possession was the minutes of the entire history of the branch for 77 years, all minute books of every meeting. And as reading through those, I realized that I was not just reading the history of this organization, I was reading the history of the village as it underwent changes and went through wars and various activities that were happening around the village. So that sort of set me off on this journey to create what I call a docu-musical. I tell stories of what's happening. I have a song to support story I'm telling, and I read from the actual minutes, and at the same time I'm projecting images, so I'm showing vintage photographs and images of the actual pages of the minutes, so you can see the women's handwriting and notice how that changed over the years and how the language they used as they were recording their events changed over the years. And so telling the story of rural life through the lens of the Women's Institute branch.
So is the docu-musical still part of your current stage show? Is it something that because you've come up with the album, you've moved away from it a little bit?
No, well, I do have a couple of performances of that docu-musical booked in the spring. I'm going to be taking it back to a neighboring community, to Coulson, where the story happens, a place called Craighurst, which is just north of Barrie. And I got another, in May, I'm going to be taking it to Guelph, to Silence.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And both of those things are going to be co-sponsored by local Women's Institute branches.
Right, which obviously is a natural connection.
Yeah.
Your songwriting has always been based on telling stories, and obviously the folk tradition is very much that. Do you find it very easy when you're writing songs then to have this material that, you know, you, in this case, obviously you've grown up with, because we've got stories here that, you know, talk about the beauty of the area of Coulson when you were growing up, but there are also songs about, you know, some of the people you met, and I think there's even a song on the album about Crokinole or something.
Yes, and what people have mentioned to me is they've noticed in songs like Crokinole, or there's a song about skating on the pond, and another song about the general store. What I enjoyed about writing those was being able to weave in some of the local vernacular language, that and some of which is sort of being lost. The phrases that we used, or that I heard my grandmother use, that we tend not to use anymore. So sort of preserving some of that oral history as well.
Tell me a little bit about this title track, the Horseshoe Valley Road. One of the things I noticed about this album, you get drawn in. Was that your goal with that first song, to try and draw people into this world that you'd grown up in?
I don't know that that was the goal in the writing of that song. It certainly did set the scene for this collection of songs once this collection had come out. What that song did, though, was when I wrote it, and I started to perform it, I was kind of surprised to see how much it meant to the people from the local area and how important it was to them to hear their own story in that song. And they were so enthusiastic, so that I knew then that was what I needed to do. I needed to tell the local stories. And I know as a listener of songs that the more specific you are, the more general the truth. And that's kind of what I was aiming for with these songs. And I was telling a very specific story, but I think that the truth that comes through in those details is sort of a more universal thing.
Did you find it very difficult to pull together the songs? I think there's, 14 on the album?
No. They sort of evolved over a few years. Some of them were inspired by stories that I had heard all my life and knew that I wanted to tell. Some of them were inspired by things I came across as I was reading the minutes of the Women's Institute. I would come across an event, and that would kind of get me going on what was the story behind that.
You've been working on this album. What does the future bring as far as your songwriting? You mentioned that, you know, this was, I think, probably a cathartic experience to be able to bring all these stories out and to finally have an album with them on. What are you planning to do next?
Well, I've probably got several more albums of songs that weren't part of this group. So if the opportunity came to record some of those, I'm already ready. I've got songs that are a little more maybe philosophical rather than specifically tied to this particular story that I was telling with the Colson story.
Now, you recorded the album with Paul Mills at his studio. Mm-hmm. He'll actually be part of the CD launch, which takes place at the Acoustic Harvest Folk Club in Toronto on Saturday, March the 5th. One of the things I notice, you know, when I listen to albums that Paul's produced is there's a wonderful warm sound, and he really brings a little magic into the studio to try and bring some of these songs to life. Can you talk about his involvement in the project?
Oh, he's wonderful to work with, and I agree. His albums have a warmth and a clarity, which I always appreciate. Also a kind of a timelessness, I don't think. This is my fourth recording, so some of the other ones I made, you can kind of tell the decade that they were produced in, but I don't think that happens with Paul's. This is the second one I've made with him, and my previous recording was called Labyrinth, which he also produced. But he just makes you feel very comfortable. He's very kind and very supportive, and makes it a lot of fun.
And I think Shane Cook played on the album, and he'll also be at the CD launch.
Yes, an amazing fiddler, and just such a pleasure to have on the CD, and so excited that he's going to be able to join us live at the Acoustic Harvest. But really looking forward to it.
So can you tell us a little bit about the live experience? What can people expect when they come to the CD release show?
Well, as well as Paul and Shane, there is one track on the CD that where my daughters join me, and they're going to be available. They're off at university, but they're coming home for the show. So they'll be there to help out with some backing vocals. And because the majority of the songs on the album are part of that multimedia show that we spoke of earlier, I'm also going to be stealing some of the images from that show and using them. So they'll get to see some of the vintage photographs and so on that sort of are a slideshow behind the songs. It won't be the multimedia show with the whole story, but it will be the songs and the backing images.
And if people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
Visit my website, manwalker.ca, and I've got some stuff up on YouTube as well.
We're going to finish with actually two tracks from the album, but they really go together. And when I was listening to the album the first time, I got a lump in my throat when I listened to your grandma, Grandma Harris, talking about her emigration from Ireland and settling in Canada. We're also going to play the Leaving Home song, Kalibaki, as well, which I absolutely love. Tell us a little bit about these two tracks and why you wanted to put them on this album.
I'm glad you like them. Thanks. So Grandma Harris was my maternal grandmother, and she and my Grandpa Harris did emigrate from Ireland. She came in in 1919 and joined him. He'd come a few years earlier. And so Kalibaki is the village that she was from, and that's the title of the song that I wrote about her experience in leaving. And I was so fortunate that I had an old recording that my cousin had made when he'd interviewed her back in the 70s, and we were able to take pieces from that to create a little introduction to the song with her lovely Irish accent and her lovely, delightful chuckle that makes me tear up too when I hear it.
Absolutely beautiful. I wanted to thank you for spending the time to talk to us today. Remember, Ann Walker will be at Acoustic Harvest on Saturday, March the 5th at 8 p.m. If you want to get more information on the Acoustic Harvest Folk Club series, check out their website at acousticharvest.ca. We'll leave you with Ann Walker and Grandma Harris in her own words and the wonderful Kalibaki. And Ann, it's been great to talk to you today.
Thank you, Jen. Lovely to speak to you.
You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
I came in 1919. They lived in a bungalow on Westbrook, and I come out here to Mart. Any plans we made, we never planned on having so many kids, but we got them anyway. Just the one after the other. So we've lived all them years here.
When I said my goodbyes to Kalibaki, said my future lies across the sea, we drove past the linen mill and the schoolhouse on the hill, where the younger ones were waving after me. And words like forever and for always are too large for the young to comprehend. When we reached the docks at Lark, Daddy held me in his arms and sang, "God be with you till we meet again." In your little traveling case, a father's love, a mother's grace, dreams and wishes, all your own, God go. I said my goodbyes to Kalibaki and turned my eyes to Montreal, waiting on the shore, full of promises of more, was the handsome boy I hardly knew at all. But I knew as I crossed the bold Atlantic that there'd be no going back for me. Brave Canadian bride, but somewhere here inside was the happy Antrim girl I'd always be. In your little traveling case, a father's love, mother's grace, dreams and wishes, all your own, God as you go. We said our goodbyes to Kalibaki. Made our lives far, far away. Though the heart might yearn, I never could return to the humble home that held my girlhood days. But all that I learned in Kalibaki has served me well my whole life through. Kindness, hope, and faith, laughter, love, and strength, and the promise made to pass them on to you in your little traveling case. A father's love, mother's grace, dreams and wishes all your own. God be with you as you go. God be with you till we meet again. Securely fold you, God be with you till we meet.